Florida legislative session is now underway, and among the many issues lawmakers might consider are the deserts of Florida. Evidently, they're all over the state. Food deserts, where fresh, healthy food can be hard to come by. WSF's Lottie Watts reports on the effort to encourage supermarkets to open up in Florida's food deserts.
It takes 15 minutes on a bus for Roberta Bell to get from her home in St. Petersburg to the closest grocery store. It takes even longer to get to the downtown Publix, where she says she can buy the best produce.
Because it's fresher and it's cheaper. The Walmart fruit is just kind of blah. And they want to charge more than Publix, and Publix has the best. I'm sorry.
Bell lives in an area defined by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service as a food desert.
There's no single definition of a food desert, but generally people mean by the term, they mean that it's usually a low-income area and an area where there's a lot of people that may have problem accessing healthy food.
That's Michelle Verplug. She's an economist with the USDA's Economic Research Service. They map food deserts across the country. In general, the maps show areas that have a poverty rate of 20% or more, with about a third of the population living more than 1 mile from a supermarket. That's in an urban area. In rural areas, more than 10 miles from a supermarket. Democratic State Senator Dwight Bullard of Miami is sponsoring a bill this session he says will help solve the access problem in these areas.
There are large segments of the population that unfortunately do not have access to quality foods. And you see this most often, of course, in socioeconomically depressed areas.
The measure would provide income tax credits to businesses that sell nutrient-dense food. For a definition of nutrient-dense food, we went to David Himmelgreen. He's a nutritional anthropologist at the University of South Florida.
They're relatively high in vitamins and minerals, you know, the healthy nutrients relative to the total calories.
Think fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products. Himmelgreen says tax incentives for stores to sell more of these healthier products in food deserts is a good first step.
I mean, behaviors are difficult to change in terms of food habits, but a lot of times it does come down to, you know, whether or not it's available and whether they can afford it.
Stores couldn't just start selling, say, bananas to earn the tax credit. For instance, there's a requirement that nutrient-dense foods account for 20% of sales.
When you're trying to incentivize grocers to produce in a community, what you want to do is, of course, stimulate the idea among grocers that there is a viable community that's willing to spend money on nutrient-rich foods.
An area in South St. Petersburg, known as Midtown, lost its supermarket about a year ago. That Sweet Bay is where Roberta Bell used to shop for her family of four.
I was like, no, now I'm going to have to go all the way to Walmart on First Avenue North, but then I have to walk two blocks across the street to get to it. And just, I have a walker.
Bell says the other smaller shops closer to her home are too expensive.
Like the little neighborhood stores and stuff, they're just ridiculous. I mean, they want like $3 for a loaf of bread. It's ridiculous.
In January, a Walmart neighborhood market opened in the former Sweet Bay location. Bell is doing more of her shopping there, where she says a loaf of bread costs about a dollar. I'm Lottie Watts in Tampa.
Senate Bill 426 is now in the Appropriations Subcommittee on Finance and Tax. A companion bill is making its way through the House. You can follow all the goings-on in Tallahassee during the 60-day legislative session at WUSFnews.org and click on the 2014 legislative session link.